What's up, everyone? I just wanted to forewarn you. This is something a little different, or maybe a blast from the past, rather. Miss Bluna has been very busy. I haven't had time to be doing shit. I'll explain further in the episode. I did not edit this last episode that I released. I didn't edit much, and I hated it. But this show right here, I did not edit. You're getting it mostly raw. I got interrupted once, and I did pause it a couple of times because I did not want to burp in your fucking ears. I did not want to fucking blow smoke in your fucking, you know what I mean? What's a cop fucking driving through my neighborhood that fast? You never see a cop going through my fucking neighborhood like this. But I'm releasing this late. Another cop. Oh, there's some shit going on. I'm going to have to put on the fucking, the police scanner. All right, listen, enjoy this episode, a little bit different, but I want to forewarn you, I'm not editing or nothing, so, you know, good luck, and I gotta check out the police scanner, see what's going on in the neighborhood. Love you, bye. It's Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloon Knots. What's going on, everybody? Oh, no, are you bringing this shit back? Or some people are like, oh, you're bringing this shit back? It depends on the tone that you take. But, I just wanted to jump on here and say hi to everybody. I did not forget about y'all, but I do figure I need some kind of explanation. You know, hey, you're Mr. Balloon Knots, your New Year's resolution is like doing the fucking show. What happened? Well, life happens. Nothing bad. But, you know, Mr. Balloon Knots has been saying his prayers, taking his vitamins, you know, doing the thing, you know, trying to be a great fucking human being. And the Lord keeps on blessing me, the universe, the energy, all that good shit just keeps blessing me and blessing me. So, yeah, it's hard work, as I said. You know, Mr. Balloon Knots, even though he's doing great, I think I'm doing great. You know, I still got to bust more ass. And so work has been requiring me to work about 60 hours the last 2 weeks because quite a few people in the department got the COVID. You know, they got that flu that's the COVID. So, yeah, two people. We only have like six mechanics plus, you know, maybe seven-ish. But it's not so good when you got two missing. So Mr. Balloon Knots has to pick up some slack here because I care. The thing is that we have two separate buildings. We have things going on both buildings. And being down to people in our department is a huge, huge loss. So, Mr. Balloon Knots has been going to the other building at 7 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Balloon Knots wakes up at 6 in the morning now, which is nothing, as you all know. But I've been getting up at 6. I haven't had, you know, Mr. Balloon Knots has not had to put an alarm since maybe September. I haven't had to wake up to an alarm since September. At worst, my kid wakes me up. That's great. As a father, and he's 9. It's my last kid, and he's 9. Trust me, I cherish every fucking time I tell him to wake me up just so I can smile. First thing, you know, you wake up, and the first thing you see is your freaking kid. Ugh, nothing better. But, unless he's a piece of shit moron. No, I'm just kidding. But, no, not my kids. My kids I love. But, Mr. Balloon is beginning up at 6 in the morning. Get to work by 7. You know, I got to do that shit shave in a shower to scrub my balls, my stank ass fucking nutsacks, you know, scrub that ass, you know, fucking take that loofah and rub it up deep everywhere, taking off that layer of skin, get ready for the fucking day. Ms. Bullock works all the way to 9:30 at night. I leave one building, go back to the other building. Oh, it's just fucking crazy. Paperwork. Oh, I fucking hate it. I love it. I love it. I'm going to get like, I mean, what, 60 hours last week? 60 hours fucking this week probably. Depends on how I feel. And this overtime, Mr. Balloon Knots is putting it into new fishing gear. Mr. Balloon Knot's got that outer beach fucking permit to go fishing out on the beach like a fucking American and shit. And, you know, when I say like an American, right next to my truck, I pull up my truck right up to the fucking shoreline, fucking have my beer and a rod in the fucking water like a fucking true American. Hells yeah. This hit goes out to being a fucking true American. I'm a tax slave. I work my ass off. But hey, I'm going to enjoy myself too. That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure. So, yeah, that's what's been going on. So I've been very busy. I have been in the middle of editing a podcast that's now 2 weeks old. So if I said any news or anything, it's 2 weeks old. It fucking blows. So now as I'm editing, I got to see. No, I don't know. I think it's like an hour and a half of fuck yous, actually. So I don't know. But I've been listening to the Blue Knot Radio Show. And I've been getting a little bit more angry, huh? Like, fuck yous to everybody. I'm just sick of it. Because of the masks and the fucking bullshit COVID. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Very little people are dying. Look out. This is the fucking biggest piece of shit fucking virus of all time. And they got the planet on lockdown. Fucking suckers. We're all fucking suckers. But, hey. That's not what this morning is all about. I'm counting my blessings. Mr. Balloonos is just fucking loving life right now. So I've just been busy. I think you guys and gals needed an explanation as to why I have not been friggin' over the last 2 weeks releasing anything. Like nothing. Just absolutely nothing. It's just ugh. And I understand. I understand. So that's why I wanted to come on and do a little bit of this. Oh, wake up in the morning. I mean, I'm up. Like, what the fuck? And I gotta go the fucking all the way to about 9:30, 10 o'clock, depending on if I get things done. If I get done earlier, I go. That's just the way it goes. So, and then I've been getting home. I'm passing out, man. You know, try to fucking tickle my wife's fucking pussy a little bit with my dick, and that's about it. See if Mr. Meaty's still alive. You know, and then that's it. That's all the time I have. I'm sorry. So, yeah, so I definitely will have the Blue Knot Radio Show podcast out next week for sure. I mean, I'm almost done editing. And I had to make sure because the last episode, I did not do a lot of editing. And it fucking shows. Ugh, what a piece of garbage. At least in my eyes. To you guys and gals, maybe it was good, great, average. I don't know. But man, I just know I didn't put everything in it. And I've been stuttering lately. Fucking moron. What the fuck's wrong with me? Yuck. Now, Wake and Bakes in the mornings, I don't edit. So, hopefully, it's better than not. You know, I hope it's a little bit good, okay? I hope it's not a total piece of shit that I, you know, oh, God, I wish I edited that shit. Edited. See, I would edit all that shit out if it was a Blue Knot Radio Show. But it's not. It's Wake and Bake in the Morning with me, Mr. Balloon Knots. I got Gandalf the Great. My Gandalf fucking the Great pipe over here does me justice. Mr. Balloon Knots is... Oh, shit. Mr. Balloon Knots is dying from this weed. This is just ice cream. Just straight up, the weed's called ice cream. And let me tell you something, that's a good strain. If you're getting some of that real ice cream shit, oof, this is some good stuff, man. I took a little bit last night on the way home. I was like, wow, that's some medicine right there. And I don't get the munchies too much anymore. I had the hardcore munchies before I went to sleep last night. So this morning I wanted to be careful, but you know, the best thing about my work is since I see people in basically lab conditions, so I got a lab coat on, I got my hair net on, I got my mask on, but I got my terrorist mask, you know? You know, so it covers everything. Fucking hate this shit. I think I should edit this. But, you know, I got my goggles on so you don't see my fucking eyes, even though I use Visine every morning, which I don't think is good for your eyes if you use it all the time, but hey, you know, the balloonauts can't be looking like a fucking stoned Avenger every fucking day, you know? Like, when it's allergy season, I'll let it ride, because allergy season, I can, you know, be like, I got allergies, and everyone should be like, oh, you look like you're stoned. No, it's allergy, stop. But, even though I'm stoned. But, this ice cream fucking is really, really good. It tastes good. It smokes good. I get the hardcore munchies, which is bad because I don't eat breakfast and lunch. But let me just tell you something, you know. I hate to brag about my great fucking job. It sucks, too. It's like a place of employment, which is like, you know, you're being your tax slave self, you know. But this place is fucking great. They're always giving me gifts and presents and fucking, and they're always feeding me. So I go to the main friggin', the main building, the new headquarters. And even though it's not officially, you know, we're building it, but it's this huge fucking block. It's like a city block big. It's fucking ginormous. And, they got the main offices and the warehouse all fucking set up. Now they just got to do the middle parts, like all the labs and all that shit. But anyway, I get there mad early, like 7, you know, and make sure everything is up and running the way they should be. And then, out of nowhere, this beautiful lady. She was a beautiful lady. And as you should when you're in the main offices, that's where you should be hiding all your fucking hotties and shit, right? So, you know, except for HR. HR is still in my building, but that's, oh, they're fucking hotties. That's a whole different story. But this fucking hottie comes up to me, smoke show, and I'm not trying to look, you know? But, you know, it's skirt season. Even though it's a little bit cold, the women are very like, nope, it's skirt season. So she had the skirt, but with like the black fucking, you know, the black stockings and shit on, because, you know, not stockings. Is it stockings? I don't fucking know. But it goes all the way up, up past the leg. So I don't know if it's a full thing or whatever. I'm sure it is, because it's a little cold. You know, ladies got to keep that coochie fucking a little warm, you know, this time of the year still. So she comes up, and, you know, she got to wear it because the sun's not out. So, you know, they're pale fucking white legs, because this one's a white, but there was I'll keep going. Anyway, this one comes up, and she's all like, oh, here. And I'm like, what's this? And it was a food menu. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I look at her. It's like, no. Sorry. That was weird right there. I got a call from work this early in the fucking morning already. Anyway, so this hottie, she's like, oh, we're going to feed you Mr. Blue Knots. I was like, wow, you know, my name is Mr. Blue Knots. I was special. But no, she knows my name. I don't know her. I don't know her. I've never seen her before. I'm almost like drooling. I'm happy I got a mask on because I could drool, you know. So, you know, and I'm just looking in the eyes, trying not to look at the fucking heart on her fucking, she got a tattoo heart on her fucking cleavage. And, you know, and she's short and they're busty and they're popping up at me. And she's kind of like pointing them at me. And I'm like, wow, the corporate life in the main offices is great where the CEO is and shit. You know, they're still like old school in this place. So she knows my name, you know, and like, you know, whatever. I ain't nothing special, for me. I ain't nothing special, but I ain't no, like, anything. That's the way I look at myself, you know, whatever. Anyway, but, you know, Mr. Blue Knots is a fucking superhero at work, just so you all know. I fucking the best. But anyway, it was a menu. She's like, no, we're going to feed you lunch. And I'm like, really? She's like, yes. So I ordered me yesterday and today some fancy for lunch. I don't eat lunch. I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat lunch. Wow, look at that butt. Whoa, I wish I had a video element. Look at that butt in those khaki fucking pants. That's a nice one. What a nice dumper. Oh, my God. That shit's tight. You saw a crack in everything. That was almost being naked. Woo! God bless America. Land that I love. Nice booty and titties. Ooh. That's nice. Okay, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the smoke show at work, right? She's fucking feeding me. I'm like, oh, thanks, you know? I ordered me some chicken franchise. Yesterday, I ordered friggin' open-faced turkey sandwich. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I can't wait for tomorrow. Oh, because I got to go back tomorrow because we got a final run. It's like a test run. So we got the final one tomorrow. So I can't wait for them to feed me. So then the best is when it's lunchtime, a whole different smoke show, a whole different hottie comes. She was tall, Latin, with that nice skin, and I don't know what's from which South American island she's from, or at least her heritage. She could be American, no, but she had a nice thick accent, like she was from, you know, she has a mother country that's not America, you know what I mean? You know, but she's here now. So, but I'm just saying, I know she wasn't fucking born here, so, and not that it's a problem, you know? I mean, I want to do some of that, you know, foreign relations and shit. You know, I want to break down those language barriers with my fucking dick. So, you know, and it was a nice, she's like, oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Balloon Knots. And I'm like, oh, you want it in your balloon knot? That's all I heard, right? But no, right? So she gave me my food, had the name on it and everything. And she was just wearing, like, nice, tight black pants. She got that nice fucking fat booty. Oh, my gosh. And very pretty. I mean, with the mask on, with the eyes and everything, very, very, very freaking pretty. Like, that's one for sure. Like, I ain't into mask shit, but I don't want her to take that off. I don't want her to ruin that fucking image. Oh, my Lord. I put that shit in the spank bank, these two ladies. Oh, wonderful. I can't, you know what? Now, full court pressing to go into the main fucking corporate office. Oh, my Lord. But anyway, no, that's not true. I get myself in trouble. So anyway, yeah, man, they fucking feed me. They're always giving me, you know, new jackets and coats and pick shoes, anyone you want, you know, within these specs. And as long as it's got a steel toe or some kind of composite toe and it's non-slip, because you know, corporate settings are. But it was like, you know, you have an unlimited budget. You know, Mr. Balloonot's got two different ones, and the cheapest one was 200 and a quarter. It was 2 and a quarter for the cheaper one. The other one was like 270 something. I don't have to pay for shit, man. They'd be sending me clothes. Dude, man, it's like, I don't know, man. I love this fucking place. It's crazy. I'm always getting gifts, new tools for yourself. Here, pick a tool bag. Pick two. Okay. If this ain't a great place, this is a fucking scam. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but it's like maybe I died and went to heaven. I don't know. I don't know. But let me tell you something. This is not bad. And I'm loving life. So, but I've been busy. I do apologize to everyone. Over the last few weeks, I've been quiet and everything. But Miss Balloonot's got to live that fucking life too. You know. I live on Long Island. Ms. Balloonot's trying to get that backyard. You know, I don't even got a big backyard. I think my whole fucking plot, my whole thing is just a quarter of an acre with the house pretty much dead center. Almost dead center. So it's like equal front, equal back, ain't much. And I'm not liking it, man. Ms. Balloonot needs that detached garage with a fucking car lift in it and a pool table and fucking a fuck couch. You know what I mean? Ugh. And I need a yard. So Ms. Balloonot's going full court press. So I hope you all understand, but I've been doing a little bit of that trading, so hot tip, hot tip, hot tip. Man, can I get into this? I'm almost at work anyway. All right, let's take another hit for this wake and bake in the morning. Then, Mr. Well, I got Miss Balloonaut's got time before like all the head CEOs and shit get in, so I'll be all right by then. Between here and fucking 9, before the hotties. I hope they send a different hottie. Oh, Miss Balloonaut, here's your menu. Oh, this is gonna be my last day. Is there a special? And she takes it back, takes a pen out, and fucking draws a lady with her fucking mouth going. with a number, and the number is a room number in the fucking building that doesn't have a camera. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can fantasize, right? Mr. Balloon Knot's fucking world in my fucking fantasy. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's lunch is going to be fucking in the broom closet with Mr. Meaty standing at attention. Oh, my gosh. Oh. I'm kidding. One can fucking fantasize, okay? Jeez. Tomorrow I'll have fucking chicken parm fucking hero just for you fucks. Yeah, let's take this hit before I get to friggin' work. Yeah. Hot tip! Okay, so there's some people out there listening to this, you know, want to invest in shit like that. You're getting that stimulus money from the United States of America Treasury. Federal. Oh, God. I'm dying. Oh, no. Call 911. Fuck. Ooh, I can't breathe. Oh, shit, the dragon's coming. I'm gonna burp some of that smoke. Hold on, I won't do it to you guys. Hold on. Damn, Wake and Bake in the Morning got fucking retarded. Holy shit. This is good stuff. You know what? I don't think I've worked on this shit before. I'm gonna go in 10 minutes late now. I'm gonna have to make a call. Say, hey, something happened. I don't know what happened. I'm breathing fucking fire and smoke right now. I don't know. There's a fire burning deep in my loins for those ladies up in the office. There's a fire burning down inside, and now it's traveling up and coming out the mouth in fucking smoke form. Be like, what's up? Like, man, that guy's smoking. And be like, thank you. She's like, no, literally, there's smoke coming out of your mouth and fucking nose. The fuck's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a demon. A love demon. Woo! Come sit on my face. Okay, anyway. The hot tip. You know, the Federal Reserve is bankrupting this fucking... bankrupting the dollar. You know, they're just trying to fucking ruin our fucking economy. And they're just trying to ruin us, you know what I mean? But hey, you know, printer goes brrr. So, hot tip, you know, if you ain't buying that Bitcoin and all that shit, right? Well, regardless, you have to do your fucking homework, right? Because you have to buy the Bitcoin. You're going to have to fucking send it to an exchange and exchange it for what you want. So, in this case... Miss Blue Knots has been picking up IDEA, I-D-E-A. Ideology is the full name, but that's the I-D-E-A. You can go on CoinGecko, pop it in. You can get it on, like, Uniswap. But if you can get it on exchange without paying the Ethereum gas fees, this is a great opportunity for that. If you go on KuCoin, K-U-C-O-I-N, you send your Bitcoin there, or, you know, somewhere you're going to have to convert it to Tether, USD Tether, USDT. So you can send your Bitcoin over the KuCoin, right? That's the exchange name. You can get the app on your phone. Get that Bitcoin. Send it on over. Exchange it from Bitcoin to USDT. Right, so when you get onto your fucking KuCoin and you send your Bitcoin to that address, then you're going to have to change it from your main account to your trading account. And take that trading account and go to trades. Trade that Bitcoin for USDT. And then find that IDEA, I-D-E-A. Pair it up with that USDT and buy yourself some. That shit is in the low 30 cents. That shit is going to go 2-3 fucking bucks this fucking year. This is not financial advice. I don't know shit. I'm stupid. I don't think, you know, I don't know nothing. But I really like this. I like the coin supply. I like the fucking team. I like everything that's going on with the fucking thing. They got a platform. Nice. Another one that's going to blow up. This one's a little rough. It's BOTS, B-O-T-S. You can only get it on Uniswap. You're going to have to get Ethereum. You're going to have to send it to your Uniswap. And then from there, you're going to have to buy BOTS. Beware. You're going to spend like anywhere between $50 to $150 in gas fees. So that's bye-bye. So it's not like, you know, Guess what? If you have $151, you're only spending $1 on bots. It ain't worth it. You bet. If you're throwing at least $1,000 or more, buy bots. In 2 months or so, they're going to have a fucking platform. You know, they're working on some shit. I really like it. Do your own research. Never listen to dummies like me. Do your own research. I like those two. Or long terms, like, I'm just going to save this shit for the fucking future. Buy Bitcoin. It's going to go down this year. It ain't going to hit that 100K this year. It's not going to happen. But it's going to go back down and probably settle in your 20s and 30s. It's probably going to happen. If not even, it wouldn't surprise me if it went lower. But, you know, buy Bitcoin, you know, and hold on to it. Buy gold, buy silver, buy fucking coins, buy silver rounds, gold rounds. Put that shit a fucking way. Like a fucking pirate. You fucking have that shit buried somewhere in a fucking safe, in the ground, in the wall, fucking on you, whatever. This US dollar, fucking, this is scary shit. Buy yourself shit. Buy yourself fucking, listen, whatever you think you're going to need to survive, do it. Even, what's worse, you don't need it, thank the fucking Lord. Thank the fucking Lord. Just, you know, invest in yourself. That's what I'm saying. You have to bear with me. I am having some fucking issues right now. Breathing and shit. This fucking weed got me fucked up. And I gotta work like this. I haven't been this fucked up in a while. But mind you, I haven't been waking and baking in a while. And this shit is some good shit. This is a good advertisement for whatever brand this fucking strain is called ice cream. Get yourself a fucking ice cream. Get your, look, I can't even fucking talk. How am I gonna fucking work today? I'm gonna be like, nah, I got allergies. Salting. I'll be like, I got the coronavirus. Look out. It's right there hiding around the corner and it's coming for you. It's the coronavirus. All right. So, what'd you learn today? You learned that, well, this ain't new. I'm a dummy. You relearned that I am. Wake and bake in the morning is going to be my buffer zone in between fucking when I can't get shit out. It's all right, right? You guys don't fucking mind it. See, like, I'm sitting in my parking lot now, and I cannot be smoking, so right now I can't even sign off properly. This fucking blows. All right, I'll fucking hide it. Hold on. I just got to make sure no one's around. There's no cameras on this angle. Mr. Balloon has to be scoping everything. I got always the fucking good fucking angles, and I got tinted fucking windows, and I'm far away from everything, so I don't want no one near me. Mr. Balloon, that's why you park so far. Mr. Blumenau's got to get these steps in. I'm a fat fucking bastard. I got to get these steps in. Oh, okay. I'm a big boy. And even though I'm not a fat bastard, I'm not. But I am a big boy. I got to get these steps in. Oh, okay. We learned that ice cream is a good strain. That's right. That is a good fucking smoking strain. I highly recommend it. We learned you should go buy, you should invest in yourself. Idea, I like it. Bots, I really like it. Yep, Bitcoin, but you know, I say it's going to go down. And I think privacy coins and platforms that have their own DEX, their own decentralized platforms, that's the future, the wave of the future for crypto. So invest in that, like Waves. I can't say enough about Waves. I wish I had 10 grand to just invest in Waves, and you know, maybe I will soon with what's going on with other shit, but hey, that's a whole different story. Buy gold, buy silver, rounds, coins, rounds, that's what you need. You just never know what's going to fucking happen, people. I don't trust the money, the Federal Reserve right now. I just don't trust what's going on. I just don't. So be careful out there, you know. I'm just looking down the future. I hope I'm wrong, of course, you know. I hope I'm wrong, and you know, but you know, we're our financial system's going the ways of a few other countries, and we don't really create a lot in this country, except that we're fucking bullies, and you know, we have fucking probably still the biggest guns. We might not have the most guns soon though, so that's what I'm saying. Just be careful out there. I don't be trusting no one as it is, but now it's a little bit rough. Even though things are great, say your prayers, take your vitamins, you know, take care of yourself, invest in yourself, learn yourself shit. Fucking your hobby should be friggin' something that can make you money, whatever it is. Be handy. I don't know. Maybe you're a pro at giving people handies. Listen, in the apocalypse, people still gonna have to nut. So, you know, there's fucking, you know, listen. That's the oldest profession in the books, all right? It's like that and fucking, like, you know, probably torturing people, like the executioners and shit. You know, those are probably some of the oldest professions in fucking history. But, you know, getting people to nut, that's very important. So, you know, maybe you're just going to have to be the best pimp out there, man. Whatever it is, just do it. You know what I mean? You just got to do your fucking thing. Mr. Blue Nuts is fine. You know, I'm good. You know, listen, just be careful. And don't go all in one thing, you know. Try to diverse yourself, even if it's a little bit at a time. You have to fucking do it. It's, it'd be advantageous for yourselves and for your well-being, I feel. Even if nothing happens, at least the value of your finances that you invest in now will be worth more later on. You know, I'm not really into the stocks, you know. I think stocks is a finicky thing. So, you know, but that's the same thing with anything else. Same thing with crypto. It's just, I've been doing it for a while. Have a good one. I got to go to fucking work. I'm fucking lit. I'm lit, but I can't wait to go see some of this fucking vagina. I want to see what they're wearing fucking today. It's going to be like, oh my God. Thank God for the masks for now, because I could be drooling. You know, I'm going to put on these fucking thick-ass fucking work goggles and pretend they're fucking prescriptions and shit, and just so I can look at their fucking cleavage. This lady's fucking had a heart tattoo kind of like low on the titty, and that's how much was showing. I was like, God bless America. God bless God for making fucking cleavage like that. Give me some of that deep fucking cleavage. And then you got that Latina with that deep fucking booty fucking crack. God damn. How you be wearing shit that fucking forms into your fucking ass crack and shit? How do I see almost a fucking wrinkle from your fucking balloon knot? I don't fucking get it. You know, I could have swore I saw a vagina lip the other day. God bless fucking ladies. I'm drooling right now. I need me some breakfast. And by breakfast, I mean need me some fucking pussy right now. All right. Have a good one. I love you. Mrs. Blue Knots, when I get home, whew, you better get ready for a feeding. I'm going to take your fucking temperature in every hole, Mrs. Blue Knots. I love you. Everyone, have a good one. I love you all. I'm sorry for this, but I'm fucking retarded. And I'm high as fuck, and that made me extra retarded. I can't talk. I'm not editing this, so you're getting what you're getting. Sorry. I love you.